Good morning, church. Good morning, church. The Lord is good and all the time. Sometimes I use my phone as a mirror to check whether I'm well dressed up. Today is Palm Sunday, the day we Christians believe Jesus entered Jerusalem for the last time before his crucifixion and death. On behalf of our church family here in Newport-on-Tay, and on behalf of my humble self, I would like to welcome all those who are worshiping with us this morning on this special Sunday, especially those who are doing so for the first time or after a long while. Welcome also to our brothers and sisters who are following the service via Zoom, and those who will listen to our worship service afterwards from our website. This evening we will have another service. It's called Communion Round the Table, and all are welcome. The service is at 6:30 this evening, communion service here in church. Last year, we had a processional with our brothers and sisters of the Episcopal Church on Palm Sunday, but it didn't work very well for us because we started late here. So we were going to do that again today, but we went out early. By the time we came back to church, they were gathering in front of our own church. So there was a kind of mix-up, but we'll do it better next year. I hope each of you have got these palms, which were kindly donated to us by Chris, and in Cameroon today, everybody will be having a fresh one, not a dry one, and they'll be waving, Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We will sing that song when we do the children's address. Let us now take a moment of silence and prepare ourselves for worship. Let us worship God. Our first hymn, O Worship the King, All Glorious Above. Let us pray. Gracious and sovereign Lord, we come before you today in awe and reverence, hearts lifted in the spirit of Palm Sunday. As your people once shouted, "Rejoice greatly, daughter of Zion, shout, daughter of Jerusalem," so we too rejoice in the coming of our King, gentle and victorious, riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the promised King of peace, the one who breaks the bow and silences the chariots. You speak peace to the nations and offer hope to the prisoners. In your faithfulness, you call us back to the stronghold of grace, declaring that even now you will restore to us double. But as we approach your holy presence, we must confess that we have not always welcomed you as King in our hearts. We have sought power over peace, control over humility, and self-interest over sacrifice. We have shouted Hosanna with our lips while holding pride, resentment, and fear in our hearts. We confess our sins before you now, each act, each word, each thought that has fallen short of your glory. Forgive us, O Lord. Restore to us the joy of your salvation. Bind up our hearts and lead us once more into the stronghold of your mercy. Let us be prisoners of hope again, trusting in your promises, walking in your ways, and proclaiming your peace in this broken world. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We say our prayers through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who taught us to pray always, saying, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen." All glory, Lord, and honor. Hymn 364, our next hymn.
Thank you.
Good morning, children. Time for children's address. Good morning, children. As the children gather, it's a reminder to the congregation, we have holiday club next week from the 14th to the 18th. So registration currently going on. You can contact our very able youth worker, Chris, if you want to register for that. How are you today? All good? It's a beautiful day, really beautiful. Sunshine, smiling faces in church today. Are there smiling faces? Are there smiling faces in church? I think everybody is smiling today. Today is also a special Sunday. What is special about today? Yes. Palm Sunday, and that's why we are holding palm branches. Where is mine? Okay, mine is up there. So what happened on Palm Sunday? Okay. That's mine. Thank you, Claire. So we are having palm branches because today is Palm Sunday. Yes? Yeah. Okay. Well, yes, Jacob? Oh, what an answer. On Palm Sunday, Jesus rode into Jerusalem on a donkey, and people put palm branches to welcome him. They were waving them. Some put them on the roads, and so it was a wonderful procession. Now, if a very important person is coming to Newport, what do you think would happen? Take like your favorite footballer. Do you have a favorite footballer? You don't? You don't?
I play football, but I don't know any footballers.
You play football, but you don't know any footballers? Gillette, where is Gillette? Do you have a favorite footballer? Who is that? Kylian Mbappe. Kylian Mbappe plays for Real Madrid. Real Madrid was beaten 3-0 by Arsenal last week. Kylian Mbappe, okay. So what about the king? If the king was coming to Newport, what do you think would happen? King Charles III, if he was coming, if you heard, yeah? There would be some special thing. What special thing? Lots of crowds of people. They would stand welcoming him. Some will be waving, some will be shouting, screaming. I would probably do too.
They'll be clapping.
That's the kind of thing that happened that day. When Jesus entered Jerusalem, people were waving, clapping, shouting, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, Hosanna in the highest. Because Jesus Christ came into Jerusalem like a king. But do you think the king, if King Charles was coming here, he would come on a donkey? No, he would not come on a donkey. Huh? He wouldn't come with a car. How would he come? He would probably come in one of the most expensive cars. Yeah? Jesus went into Jerusalem on a donkey because he was not the kind of king who came to conquer territory or conquer places. No. The people thought he had come to conquer their enemies, their physical enemies, but he came as king of our lives and of our hearts, to conquer our hearts. So Jesus Christ was a very special person, and he was received like that on Palm Sunday to show that he was a king, or that he is a king. He is our king, King of kings, and he is our Lord. And in church, we worship him because he is such a powerful king, and he's more than all the kings of this world. So when we come to church to worship, we are doing exactly what those people did. Every Sunday, we worship him because he is our king. And he's the king of our lives. I don't know whether you remember the song I taught you at one time. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Shall we try? Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed is he that cometh, cometh. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord, in the name of the Lord. Let us pray. Dear God and Father, on this Palm Sunday, we just want to worship you, to worship our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to thank you, O God, for all your blessings. And we thank you most especially for our children in their own journeys of faith. Continue to open their hearts and minds to your word and enlighten them. We pray, O God, that you would accept our worship. Answer the prayers which we make silently and even aloud. And let your name be glorified in our lives now and forevermore. Amen. Our next hymn is 345, Halle, Halle, Hallelujah. Sing, clap, dance if you want to dance. Wave your palms if you want to. Just enjoy the worship.
The Old Testament reading this morning is from Zechariah chapter 9, verses 9 to 12. This can be viewed in the overhead. The coming of Zion's king. Rejoice greatly, daughter Zion. Shout, daughter Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and victorious, lowly and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. I will take away the chariots from Ephraim and the war horses from Jerusalem, and the battle bow will be broken. He will proclaim peace to the nations. His rule will extend from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. As for you, because of the blood of my covenant with you, I will free your prisoners from the waterless pit. Return to your fortress, you prisoners of hope. Even now, I announce that I will restore twice as much to you. The New Testament reading is John chapter 12, verses 12 to 19. Jesus comes to Jerusalem as king. The next day, the crowd that had come for the festival heard that Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. They took palm branches and went out to meet him, shouting, Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel. Jesus found the young donkey and sat on it, as it is written. Do not be afraid, daughter Zion. See, your king is coming, seated on a donkey's colt. At first, his disciples did not understand all this. Only after Jesus was glorified did they realize that these things had been written about him and that these things had been done to him. Now, the crowd that was with him when he called Lazarus from the tomb and raised him from the dead continued to spread the word. Many people, because they had heard that he had performed this sign, went out to meet him. So the Pharisees said to one another, See, this is getting us nowhere. Look how the whole world has gone after him. Amen. May God bless to us these readings from his holy word. The next hymn is 543, Longing for Light, We Wait in Darkness.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus, Word made flesh, as you entered Jerusalem to the shouts of Hosanna, enter now into our hearts with truth and grace. Open our eyes to see. Open our ears to hear. Open our minds to understand, and open our hearts to receive the living word you speak. Amen. Brothers and sisters in Christ, happy Palm Sunday. Happy Palm Sunday. I want to think with you this morning on the theme, what kind of king? It's a question. What kind of king? Well, friends, I must admit, Palm Sunday might just be the only Sunday in the whole church year where we can wave plants in the air and shout at the top of our lungs in church and not get funny looks for it. Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. I wonder if you have ever tried to orchestrate a parade before. Anyone? But it is not easy. You need a marching order, a route, a few enthusiastic trumpet players, and ideally, someone not riding a donkey, but a proper flute. But here comes Jesus Christ, no flute, no white stallion, just a borrowed young donkey and a crowd that is ready to crown him king, whether he wants the job or not. It is a bit like showing up to a surprise party and realizing you are not quite sure what the party is for. But let's step into the scene for a moment. The crowds had been preparing for this coronation for a while now. Ever since Jesus fed 5,000 people with 5 loaves and 2 fish, they have been whispering, "This must be the one, the prophet, the king we have been waiting for." And what do? They try to take him by force and make him king. And Jesus runs for the hills, literally. John 6:15 says, when Jesus realized that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, he withdrew again to the mountain by himself. Why? Because they wanted a king on their terms. A king who could fix their hunger, rally the troops, and maybe, just maybe, kick the Romans out of Jerusalem. They wanted a miracle worker or a revolutionary or ideally a bit of both. But Jesus wasn't having it. Now we are in Jerusalem. A new crowd has gathered, pilgrims coming up for the Passover festival, boozing with excitement and fear. Word has passed. The authorities are out to arrest Jesus. Tension is thick in the air. And then Jesus comes. They grab palm branches. They shout, "Hosanna," which literally means, "Save us." They quote Psalm 118. But once again, this is not a cry of surrender. It is a rallying cry. "Save us on our terms. Be the king we want you to be." But Jesus, he doesn't enter Jerusalem with an army. He doesn't ride a war horse. He doesn't stand on a platform and declare political revolution. No, he comes riding on a donkey's colt. John 12:14-15 says, and Jesus found a young donkey and sat on it, just as it is written, "Fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt." It is straight from Zechariah 9:9, a prophecy not of domination, but of humility, of peace. Jesus is showing them and showing us what kind of king he really is. not the kind we expect, but the kind we need. And let's pause here, church, because here is where it gets personal. We wave palms too. We shout Hosanna too. But let's be honest. Don't we too come with expectations? Jesus, fix this problem for me. Jesus, make my church thrive. I want to see more people in church, but not change too much. Jesus, bring peace to the world, but start by taking my side. Jesus, help me succeed, but don't ask too much of me in return. We want a king who works miracles, blesses our plans, and rides in with power to defeat our enemies. But Jesus doesn't ride a war horse. He rides a donkey because he's not coming to take power, but to give himself. So here is the question for us today. As the cross passes by us this Holy Week, will we let go of our expectations? Imagine the crowd, palms raised high, then slowly falling silent. The noise quiets, the waving slows, maybe some hands drop. Maybe some people begin to realize this isn't the king they thought, but maybe he is the king they need. And maybe we too can let our palms fall, not out of disappointment, but out of surrender, out of trust, out of a deep longing to follow not our kind of king, but God's kind of king. So here is the good news. Jesus is God's king, kind of king. Jesus will not be the king we expect, but he is the king who goes to the cross. He is the king who lays down his life. He is the king who rises again. He is the king who gives us not what we want, but what we could never earn: grace, forgiveness, and eternal life. And that is very good news indeed. As we sang just before the sermon, "Christ be our light, shine in our hearts, shine through the darkness," let that be more than a hymn, let it be our prayer. This Holy Week, perhaps the most faithful thing we can give up is not chocolate or telly or busyness, but our expectations of what Jesus should do, and open our hearts to what Jesus Christ is already doing. Because he is not our kind of king, he is God's kind of king. Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, our Savior, you went into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, into your own death. And you died so that we may have life and have life in its fullness. As we celebrate you on Palm Sunday, we ask that you open our hearts to you to be the kind of king that you want to be in our lives. We thank you for your word. May it strengthen us now and always. Amen. Ride on, ride on. In Majesty, 365, our next hymn. Let us pray. Let us dedicate the offering and let us intercede for the world and for ourselves. Gracious and giving God, as the crowds once laid down their cloaks and palm branches before your Son, so we now lay before you our gifts, tokens of gratitude, symbols of trust, and signs of our love for you. We do not give out of abundance alone, but in faith, believing that what we offer you will use for the glory of your kingdom. Bless these offerings, O Lord. Gracious Lord, our humble King, who rode into Jerusalem not with might but in meekness, not on a war horse but on a donkey, today we lift our eyes to you, the Prince of Peace, and cry out from a world aching for your presence. Hosanna, save us, we pray. As the crowds once shouted in joy, so we now raise our voices in intercession, bringing before you the needs of our world, trusting in your mercy and power. In Ukraine, where violence still rages and lives are shattered, we pray for peace, true and lasting peace. Shelter the vulnerable, heal the wounded, and guide leaders with wisdom from above. We remember the refugees who flee from war and hardship, crossing dangerous waters in search of hope. May compassion overcome fear, and may nations extend hands of mercy instead of walls of indifference. In the rise of extremism and the growing tide of division, we ask for healing, Lord. Let truth and love overcome hatred. Restore unity where distrust reigns. And as secularism deepens, we pray for a spiritual revival. Call hearts back to you, O God. Let your church in Europe shine brightly, bearing witness to grace and truth in a weary land. We lift up the United Kingdom to you. In a time of mental health crisis, especially among the young, we pray for healing of mind and spirit. May your peace that passes understanding settle on anxious hearts. Raise up communities of care and systems that uphold the vulnerable. Amid economic hardship and growing poverty, we ask for provision, generosity, and justice. Strengthen those who struggle and grant wisdom to those in power to govern with integrity and compassion. Where racial and social divides remain, Lord, bring reconciliation. Let justice roll on like a river, and righteousness like a never-failing stream. We pray for the United States of America. We grieve the lives lost to gun violence and mass shootings. Comfort those who mourn. Awaken a movement toward lasting change rooted in the value of every human life. We pray against the ongoing pain of racial injustice, heal the wounds of history, and build a future of equity and mutual respect. Amid deep political polarization, bring humility, wisdom, and truth. May leaders and citizens alike seek the common good. We remember those gripped by addiction, especially in the opioid crisis. Deliver the afflicted, strengthen families, and bless every effort of healing and recovery. We pray for Africa, where conflict and coups have left nations reeling, Sudan, Ethiopia, and beyond. We ask for peace, justice, and wise governance in Cameroon. Where poverty and famine steal the hopes of millions, we ask for abundance, resilience, and provision. May your people be fed in body and in spirit. Where disease and weak health systems prevail, bring healing, resources, and the will to build. We also pray against corruption. Raise up leaders who walk in integrity and serve with righteousness. And now, Lord, we turn our hearts closer to home. We give thanks for Newport-on-Tay and for our church, for its witness, its worship, and its role in the community. On this Palm Sunday, may it be a house of welcome and a beacon of your love. Bless our leaders with strength and vision. Let every worshiper be filled with the joy of salvation and the power of your Spirit. As the town and surrounding region navigate the challenges of our time, may this church stand as a light on a hill pointing to the hope of Christ. Hosanna in the highest. We cry for peace in war-torn lands. We plead for healing for the sick and the sorrowful. We ask for provision for the hungry and the poor. We long for revival in every dry and weary place. We seek unity where there is division, justice where there is oppression, and hope where there is despair. Come, King Jesus, ride once more into our lives and into our world. May your kingdom come. May your will be done. Amen. Our final hymn, Crown Him with Many Crowns, 459. Go in peace and serve the Lord. The Lord bless you and watch over you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May God, who knows the thoughts and the desires of every heart, guide and strengthen and fill you with all spiritual blessings and grace, that you may daily rejoice and be ready to give an account of your faith in the world.